Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm actually delighted to be joined on the phone today by Paul Brierley from The Threetles. Now, Paul's got a really, really great tale to tell us about. Well, it's about a special gig that's coming up actually on June the 1st at the George Lawton Hall in Mosley, where him and his band, The Threetles, will play a very, very special gig. I'll tell you what, Paul, I've introduced you there. Do you want to tell the listeners what's going on June the 1st at the George Lawton Hall, mate?
Yeah, well, June the 1st, it's 50 years since Sgt. Pepper,
yeah,
the Old Arms Club Band, was released. So to mark that occasion, we always planned to do the album.
Yeah.
You know, historically, last year we did Revolver.
Oh, yes.
And the year before we did Rubber Soul.
Fantastic,
yeah. The whole album, you know.
Yeah.
It takes quite a while to sort of rehearse and get it right.
I can imagine.
Anyway, during the first we thought, let's do a gig.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, coincidentally, I've been meaning to raise money.
Right.
For a lady called Pauline Town.
Yes.
Who runs the station pub in Ashton.
Oh, yeah.
The line.
Yes, yeah.
And she does a heck of a lot of work for the homeless people of Ashton, Thameside.
Yes.
Not only homeless, but people that are in threat of becoming homeless.
Yeah.
People with, issues, mental issues.
Yes, yes.
Mental health issues.
Yes.
She works for... she's part of a group.
Yeah.
That's called We Shall Overcome.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And they're a voluntary organisation, a community group.
Yeah.
Of like-minded people that work, off their own bat to help these people.
Yeah, yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Something I've been meaning to do for a while, and I just thought, I'll try the two up here.
Yeah.
We don't like to, it's great to try to do these gigs, the three tours, and we get quite a lot of people, 300 or 400 people sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great vehicle to raise money.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Beatles myself, obviously.
Yeah.
I think most people are, but it's been a fantastic idea because it really is sort of arguably one of the most important albums or pieces of work ever. Is that the way you kind of see it? I mean, you know, the most important for the Beatles,
the production values of the album are incredible, you know.
Yeah.
I've played Beatles songs all my life, you know.
Yeah.
From even first time round.
Right.
And you can sort of like approach it two ways. You can just busk a Beatles song if you wish, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, or do your own version. But what we try and do, we try and get right into the nitty-gritty of exactly how it was recorded. And
lovely, yes. Yeah.
The right harmonies, the right notes, everything,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah,
do it as closely as possible.
Yeah.
And when you start to do that, you realise just exactly how involved it is, and how not so much complicated, but, the amount of creativity behind it is incredible.
Brilliant. So are you just going to work through the album sort of in order or randomly?
Absolutely, in order. No, from start to finish.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll introduce all the effects, the crowd at the beginning of Sgt. Pepper, for instance.
Brilliant.
The warming up and,
yeah,
and the animal sounds on Good Morning, Good Morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have to use track, to do that, obviously, because we can't bring chickens on the stage, for instance, it's on track, everything will be played live, even Within You, Without You, which is the engine.
Yeah, fantastic. There's five members of the band, Paul. There's yourself, Thomas Jones, Andy Housley, Andy Preston, and Simon McGoran. Now, how long have the Threetles been together? Did you say about 4 years, mate?
Yeah, just a bit over 4 years. We called the Threetles.
Yeah.
Just to explain this, because
we
met about 5 years ago, I'd say, probably now. Me,
right,
Thomas Jones, and Andy Hensley.
Yes.
I just popped into a pub in Delft.
Right.
And they happened to be there.
Yeah.
We just got up and started singing Beatles songs.
I see.
We did it every other week, and people said, "Oh, it's the Threetles."
Yeah.
Because there were three of us.
I see.
There's five.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. So, I mean, like you say, I guess the reaction from the crowds that are coming out to see you and that, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, do, do, presumably you love playing, you know, getting up there and playing with the other lads and that.
Oh, yes, probably. Yeah. Mm. I mean, like I say, we probably do 6 gigs a year.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We prepare for them, you know, really intensely.
Mm,
we get a lot of enjoyment to require ourselves a meeting as often as we can, rehearsing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a gentleman's club, you know?
Right, yeah.
you know, and we're a bit nervy, I suppose. We don't like it almost, but...
No, no.
It's very rewarding, so, yeah. You know, like... Oh. Crack a certain little passage or a harmony.
Yeah. Is it? Will this be the first time that you've played Sergeant Pepper in its entirety? I guess it will be. Will
in its entirety. Yeah. Yeah. We've done probably half of it anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In various sets.
Right.
But you know, the stiff assembly do it in order.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'm guessing that the fans that turn out on June the 1st will be in for a bit of a treat, would you say? I mean, how many tickets are we allowed to sell? What's the capacity, etc.?
Well, I'm allowed to sell 350.
Right.
Which, I've done about 70 already, which is a good start.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll sell them all. The ticket, the price to sell at £5.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm hoping, I don't really want to put a figure on how much I want to raise for the cause, but,
yeah.
Between 1,000 and 2,000, I'm sure we can raise.
Fantastic. We'll obviously we'll give you a lift in the Chronicle. Of course, we'll you know, obviously doing this. Now you've got a DJ on as well, haven't you? Leon Anthony is a locally based DJ. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Leon's has been coming to our gigs, and I had a previous band, a Beatle band called Semolina Pilchards.
All right. Right.
That started about 2003, I think. That was a much bigger band. There was about 10 of us with a brass section and whatever.
Yeah.
And Leon saw a few of those gigs, and then of course when he realised we were the Beatles, he's come to a lot of our gigs.
Fantastic.
Supposed, you know, and offered on a few occasions to DJ, but we tend to do like 3 or 4 sets at a lot of our gigs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All night.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do on June the 1st? And are you going to have like a break halfway through type thing? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm not completely finalised yet. We might do something before we do the album.
Yes.
We might do 3 or 4 tunes.
I see.
Around that era, you know, all that sort of thing. And then launch into the album.
Yeah, excellent.
And then go off for a break, let Leon do some work.
Yeah.
Come on and do like a dance spot show.
Yeah, fantastic. You know. Just finally, we're coming up to the end of our time now, Paul.
Yeah.
What's in store for the Threetles in the future? Have you got anything else sort of in the pipeline if people can't make June the 1st? Any other gigs?
We've got a gig coming up in July. I think it's second week in July. I'm not quite sure. It's a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a short Playhouse 2.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be doing Sergeant Pepper again there.
Fantastic, yeah.
And other material, you know. We do quite a lot of solo material, you know.
Yeah.
And Harris and stuff, you know. So
I see.
That kind of program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And looking forward, of course, we've got another 3-4 albums to get through.
Yes.
We've got Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
This year. Album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you've got plenty to kind of keep you occupied in terms of rehearsing and practicing, there, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
fantastic.
Brilliant. Right. Okay, then we'll leave it there, then, Paul. That's fantastic. So June 1st at the George Lawton Hall in Mosley. The ticket link's on the Threetles Facebook page, I think, isn't it?
Yes,
and obviously, you know, we'll put something in the paper as well. So, fantastic! Thanks for talking to me, Paul. Really appreciate it, and I'll see you on. I'll obviously want to be there on the night, so I'll see you then.
Okay.